Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Directorate S by Steve Call is a deeply reported work of modern history that examines how the United States, Pakistan, and Afghanistan became locked into a long, costly conflict after 2001. Building on Call's reputation for investigating the region and the U.S. national security state, the book focuses on the CIA's counterterrorism campaign, the rise and adaptation of the Taliban, and the pivotal role of Pakistan's intelligence services, often referred to as Directorate S, rather than treating the war as a single battlefield story. Call traces a web of decisions made in Washington, Kabul, and Islamabad, showing how competing objectives, mistrust among allies, and fractured Afghan politics shaped outcomes over time. And the narrative highlights the tension between tactical successes and strategic drift, and it portrays the war as a series of intertwined secret wars involving raids, drone strikes, covert action, and high-stakes diplomacy. The result is an account that helps readers understand why the conflict proved so hard to end. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the post-9/11 intelligence surge and the shape of a secret war. A central topic is how the U.S. too. Intelligence community, especially the CIA, expanded and adapted after 9/11 to fight Al-Qaeda and its allies. The book explores how early successes in disrupting networks and supporting Afghan partners evolved into a sustained counterterrorism architecture built on bases, liaison relationships, special operations coordination, and a constant hunt for high-value targets. Call emphasizes the practical realities behind secret war mechanics information is incomplete, sources have agendas, and battlefield alliances shift quickly. This environment rewarded speed and initiative, but it also encouraged short-term thinking, where operations that looked decisive could obscure deeper political problems. The narrative shows how the CIA balanced espionage and paramilitary work, and how policymakers often leaned on covert tools when conventional options were politically risky or slow. The reader sees the difference between tactical effectiveness and strategic coherence, as the campaign struggled to translate raids and captures into a durable end state. The topic also clarifies why intelligence successes could coexist with an insurgency that kept regenerating, because the underlying sanctuary and political fragmentation remained unresolved. Secondly, Pakistan and Directorate S as the strategic hinge, another major theme, is Pakistan's ambiguous position as both a U.S. partner and a state pursuing its own security doctrine. Call uses the idea of Directorate S, a wing associated with the inter-services intelligence apparatus, to explain how parts of the Pakistani state viewed the Taliban and affiliated groups as instruments of influence in Afghanistan. The book details how this created a persistent contradiction for U.S. strategy. American planners depended on Pakistan for access, logistics, and intelligence cooperation, yet faced militant networks that benefited from sanctuary and support inside Pakistan. Call portrays this not as a simple morality tale, but as a clash of national interests shaped by historical rivalry with India, fears of encirclement, and domestic political constraints. The result was a cycle of pressure, bargaining, and mistrust, where U.S. aid and diplomacy aimed to change Pakistani behavior but rarely achieved decisive leverage. This topic helps readers understand why the conflict did not stay contained within Afghan borders, and why many U.S.-com initiatives ran into an invisible boundary where counterterrorism collided with Pakistani strategic calculations. Thirdly, Taliban adaptation, sanctuary, and insurgent resilience. Call treats the Taliban not as a static enemy, but as an organization that learned from defeats and exploited opportunities created by governance failures and foreign missteps. A key topic is the insurgency's ability to regenerate leadership, recruit, and maintain cross-border lines of support even as it suffered losses. The book highlights how sanctuary, whether tolerated or actively managed, allowed insurgent networks to rest, train, and plan. It also shows how ideology, local grievances, coercion, and patronage blended into a durable insurgent ecosystem. At the same time, the Taliban faced internal tensions and strategic debates, and Call examines how different factions and commanders interacted with regional power brokers and criminal economies. This emphasis on adaptation clarifies why metrics focused on body counts or territory captured could mislead, because the insurgency could shift tactics, move resources, and wait out political cycles. Readers come away with a more realistic model of how insurgencies endure against technologically superior forces, especially when the conflict is embedded in local disputes over land, justice, and corruption. The topic underscores that resilience often depends less on battlefield dominance than on political legitimacy in safe operating space. Fourthly, Afghan politics, governance, and the limits of external state building. A further topic is how Afghan political dynamics shaped the war as much as any military campaign. Call examines the challenges of building effective institutions amid factional competition, patronage networks, and the legacy of decades of conflict. leadership struggles, corruption allegations, and contested elections repeatedly affected the credibility of the Afghan state in the eyes of citizens and foreign backers. The book also shows how international assistance, though enormous, could produce distortions incentives for rent-seeking, rapid contracting, and parallel systems that bypassed Afghan capacity rather than strengthening it. Cole traces how U.S. and coalition officials tried to influence Afghan leaders, often with mixed results, because external leverage was inconsistent and local actors had their own survival strategies. This topic explains why security gains were hard to consolidate areas cleared of insurgents could revert if governance remained predatory or absent. It also clarifies the strategic dilemma for U.S. policy, which oscillated between counterterrorism priorities and broader state-building ambitions without fully reconciling them. The reader sees that legitimacy, justice, and local power arrangements were not side issues but central drivers of stability. Lastly, decision-making in Washington and the gap between aims and means. Call also focuses on how U.S. life policy was shaped by changing administrations, bureaucratic competition, and the inherent uncertainty of intelligence. A key topic is the recurring gap between declared objectives and the resources or political will available to achieve them. The book presents how strategies shifted over time, from rapid counterterrorism operations to counterinsurgency surges and later to narrower missions, each influenced by domestic politics, alliance management, and assessments of feasibility. Cole illustrates how policy debates often revolved around time horizons, whether to prioritize immediate threats, invest in long-term stabilization, or seek negotiated outcomes. The narrative emphasizes how fragmented decision-making can be when diplomacy, military operations, and intelligence actions move on different tracks. It also explores how successes such as disrupting particular plots or leaders could reinforce a belief in operational solutions, even when the conflict required political settlements involving regional actors. This topic benefits readers by showing how large-scale national security choices are made in practice, including the role of personalities, institutional incentives, and imperfect data. That frames the war as a case study in the difficulty of aligning strategy, partners, and public expectations. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, evidence-driven understanding of the Afghanistan and Pakistan wars, including students of international relations, journalists, military, and intelligence professionals, and anyone trying to make sense of how a two-decade conflict unfolded behind the headlines. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening critical thinking about national security claims, revealing how incentives and misunderstandings distort policy, and clarifying why simple narratives about victory or failure rarely match reality. Cole's reporting helps readers recognize patterns that recur in other conflicts: reliance on local partners with divergent goals, the limits of coercion, and the strategic consequences of sanctuary and regional rivalry. Compared with many similar books, Directorate S stands out for its integrated view of covert action, diplomacy, and Afghan and Pakistani politics, giving context that is often separated into siloed military or political accounts. It also offers a nuanced explanation of why tactical counterterrorism achievements did not automatically produce strategic stability. For buyers deciding among modern war histories, the book's value lies in its depth, regional framing, and careful attention to decision-making, making it a durable reference rather than a momentary commentary. If you would like to support Steve Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.